With Talking Money, I'm Georgia Thompson. In April, UK tax relief laws for landlords are changing, cutting the relief they're entitled to from 45% down to 20% over the next 4 years. This will have a huge impact on landlords and those renting from them, with many analysts predicting that landlords will raise their rents to compensate. Almost 3.9 million people in the UK are renting privately, with over 20% of houses in the UK being rented properties. So this is a huge change for the market. We spoke to Experience Invest's Dale Anderson and mortgage guru Ray Bulger, who explain what the changes mean for both landlords and tenants.
As from this year, many landlords will end up paying more tax. And the reason for that is that until now, just like other small businesses, landlords have been taxed on their profit. So that's obviously after deducting all their expenses, including any mortgage interest they pay. And if people have a mortgage, that's probably their biggest expense. As from April this year, landlords have to add their rental income onto their other income, and that forms the basis of their total taxable income. They can then offset some of the mortgage interest, but a reducing amount over the next 4 years. So one of the problems with this is that it's going to mean a lot of landlords who are currently basic rate taxpayers will be pushed into the higher rate tax bracket, end up paying more tax.
They also give some top tips for becoming a landlord in today's property market.
Potential landlords need to understand their obligations, in particular when it does come to tax. So we believe it's important for landlords to fully understand their financial situation, and most importantly, just seek the right professional advice, just so you can assess how these tax laws may or may not impact you. Also, just if you are a would-be landlord and you're looking to buy a property investment, just make sure that you do that research. Conduct your due diligence, look at the locations where you're potentially going to get the best returns on the rent, and ensure that the property is not cash flow negative, and there's no sort of hidden surprises as such moving forward. So it's all about research and speaking to the right people.
For more advice on this new tax law, please visit experienceinvest.com/guide. With Talking Money, I'm Georgia Thompson.